Welcome back to NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing for Tuesday evening, May 5th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Millipore Sigma builds on its legacy as a biotechnology leader in Temecula. Millipore Sigma has solidified its position as a biotechnology leader in Temecula since 1989, growing its site into a hub for advanced biomedical and biotechnical manufacturing. Recent investments, like the Hub Organoids acquisition and a new organoid development lab, demonstrate their commitment to cutting-edge research. Beyond biotech, Millipore Sigma actively supports local education and community initiatives, showcasing a long-term dedication to the Temecula area.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting XYME's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers.
Network news breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. initiates first commercial manufacturing order for preservative-free ketamine. NRx Pharmaceuticals has initiated its first commercial manufacturing order of preservative-free ketamine in preparation for potential approval under the Generic Drug User Fee Act in summer 2026. The order follows stability data from multiple registration batches and a successful third-party manufacturing audit.
Mission IRAR news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp. reports Oko West project progress on schedule and on budget. G Mining Ventures Corp. announced that its Oko West gold project in Guyana is progressing as planned, with construction nearly 20% complete and $292 million spent. The project is on track for its first gold pour in the second half of 2027 and commercial production in January 2028.
Back to us, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Industry and Manufacturing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.